Skano, Sego, Sigoli, Ani. I'm David Moses with a CKRZ 100.3 FM news brief. The Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation hold their council election tomorrow, Saturday, December the 9th. Three candidates are running in the chief position to replace outgoing chief Stacey Laforme, who is not running in this election. The three candidates are longtime council employee Margaret Salt, who served the community for over 45 years as the Director of Lands and Membership, and also served one term as a councillor. Claire Salt, unrelated to Margaret, is also running for the chief position on a platform of better governance, activated business, and improved infrastructure. She is a current sitting councillor, leading the portfolio on inclusive prosperity, economic growth, and job creation. The third chief candidate is Karen Andrea King, daughter of the late Max King and also sitting on council, and oversees the portfolio of nation well-being and wellness. Former Mississaugas of the Credit First Nation chief and Order of Canada recipient Carolyn King was part of a community effort to organize councillor and chief candidate forums leading up to this election. CKRZ spoke with Carolyn regarding the election and candidates to get a better understanding of what to expect on election day.
Margaret has the history of the community. If we say what she brings to the table, she's been that dedicated worker for all those years, and that she brings the whole corporate history. Margaret has under her belt almost like the settlement of four land claims, so she's well versed in that. And she's been a writer of the history from way back. She's always obviously always had an interest in the community, and she has that whole research process and understands the legal stuff. And like when I was working there, she was we were part of building the community, the programming, and developing all the things. So she has a real interest in the community, lived here all of her married life.
Okay, let's move on to Claire Salt. Is there a relationship there? Are they family at all?
No. There's a difference there. Margaret Salt is married into the community. Mm-hmm. She's her maiden name is Hale, and she's from Six Nations. Mm-hmm. And she married C. Salt, and that's how she became a Salt. And then Claire Salt is a member. So Margaret's a member of the community and lived here, like I said, all her life. And then Claire Salt is the Salt family here, one of the Salt families here, who lives on sort of born and raised here. But she hasn't lived here all of her life. She's been out there working in the world that she's part of. I'll say that mostly she's been in business, and she has credentials in business. And that so she brings together that whole array of business and working for different First Nations. So she's quite versed in that. So she has the Salt family name background. So she brings to the table, I think she's quite capable. She's CEO at other places and manages big business type of stuff. So she brings that to the table, and she has a big family. And, on First Nation, most First Nations, the election vote is family vote. And so it's just the way it is. I'm not saying it's bad or good or bad. It's just the way it is. So that's it. Yeah, both equal candidates.
Right. And the last chief candidate is Amanda King.
Okay, Amanda. She is the daughter of Max King, Lloyd S. King. So she's part of that family. And that not necessarily a relationship to me. I'm married into the King family. But so Andrea is new to the elected table. She's right now a counselor. And so then she decided to run for chief. She's mostly in the recreation. She's a recreational therapist. She's been an employee for a bit at the First Nation, promoting recreation as therapy, therapeutic recreation it is. And that so she brings well-being and stuff to the table, and she promotes the culture and traditions. She's new to the table, so It's going to be interesting. And it's interesting that we have three women running.
In addition to the chief candidates, there are another 30 candidates running for the seven councillor positions that support the chief position. Voting takes place from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. at the Mississaugas of the First Nation Community Centre, located on New Credit Road. For CKRZ-FM, I'm David Moses.